The highways, the byways. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Strong choice. It's Strong Choice Wednesday here on the show. This is a show. It's kind of a show. It's more of a live microphone in my car, I suppose, than a show. But here we are just the same. I'm out here with the latest in firmware. Updated the firmware on this iPad. Took its sweet time. I should just take the iPad out of the beta firmware program. There's no reason for this iPad that only needs to do this one thing. To be running anything. Beta for any of that stuff. I decided to make a strong choice here this morning. We listened to, I guess it was probably about two-thirds of that Snoop Dogg album last night. Which seemed weird. The right thing to do would be to finish that out and hear the rest of the tracks on it, but I think this will take significantly less time. There's a new Linkin Park record out. That I've seen complaints about. People like, ah, man, Linkin Park. This album's terrible. Which is alright, yeah, I bet. I mean, the last one was the one before that. Also terrible. The one before that, not so good. The one before that, not a fan. That remix album was alright. That one where they took Linkin Park songs and gave them to people and said, can you do something with this? That was alright. Can you fix these for us? I want to see what people are complaining about. Also, this has Pusha T on it, which makes me sad. Not this track, but... Let's see what this sounds like. What does a Linkin Park album sound like in 2017? I'm dancing with my demons. Man, this already sucks. Wow. I think if you got rid of this dude, I would like Linkin Park more. If you just took the singing part out of it, and it was just we're going to occasionally rap, but also we're going to play some instruments. That'd probably be better. Does he even rap anymore? Or now that he has his own rap side project, are they just like, hey, look... Somehow sounds more modern than what I remember of the last album, where the last album felt like it was them embracing this idea that I've had for a while of Linkin Park is just the new U2. It just fucking sucks. Just like U2 does. The ground giving way now. this sounds more almost deliberately now. This sounds like fucking some built for the fucking satellite radio kids station type shit. Like, oh, we just want to try to tap into whatever that is. Like, the singing guy has always been my least favorite part of Linkin Park. So having him fucking all over the opening of every track is already, like, I don't want any part of this. Okay. Forgetting if I'm in the mix, you will find an equivalent. I've been here killing it longer than you've been alive, you idiot. And it makes you so mad, somebody else could be stepping in front of you. And it makes you so mad that you're not the only one, there's more than one of you. And you can't understand the fact that it's over and done. Hope you have fun, you got a lot to discuss on the bus headed back where you're from. So say goodbye. Time with my cellmate, maxed out, so now we finished. Every day was like a hell day, every night was like a hailstorm. Took her back to my tinted window, showing out she in rare form. Wings up, now I'm airborne. King push, they got a chair form. Make way for the new queen, all lined up where they cheer for. Consequence more, were you there for? Did you care for? You were dead wrong. So say goodbye. I appreciate Pusha T's business acumen, where he just fucking says, I'm gonna do feature verses on shit that, like, I have no, like, that, like, rappers would not normally do. Like, he did that song that was in that fucking Need for Speed trailer, that was that fucking, who was that? I forget who that was. But he's on a ton of stuff that you go, like, oh, that's kind of weird that Pusha T's on this. And, like, it's not great. This track's not great. This verse, not one of the best pushers. But if he's exposing himself to a fan base who hasn't heard of him before, maybe he's growing his? Yeah, I think that's the idea, right? Alright, I don't want to hear any more of that. Like vocal range, right? I mean, like, he has a versatility that I guess you could appreciate, right? You're like, oh, you know, he can kind of sing real weak and shitty like this, but also can scream a lot. I guess it sounds less impressive when I describe it, but like, whatever, you know, he can do more than the average singer, I guess. But his actual, like, standard singing voice that he's using all over this. It's like, ugh, I don't, this is not, like, I don't like listening to it. Can't you hear me? Separate from the production, separate from the instrumentation, the song itself, the music, I don't like hearing his voice in this mode. It's not, sounds soft, which can, you know, hey, that's, he's got range, I guess, but like, it sounds weak to me. It's not. I guess I get why people are saying that this album sounds like them kind of selling out or whatever, which is a weird concept, because it's Linkin Park. But this just sounds deliberately pop-oriented. I used to be like fucking 5 Seconds of Summer or fucking Meghan Trainor, I don't know. It sounds like you could get anyone on this shit. Whereas like, say what you will, like Linkin Park at least had a vibe to it, right? Like there was a thing going on. You might not have liked it, but they were distinctive in their own sick way. Same forever, right? I mean, you know, like if you think about what those early records were, it was like that fucking angsty shit that you had to do then. And, you know, eventually you grow up and you're probably not angsty like that anymore. You're a little more comfortable with who you are. But this is maybe. It's a little far.
Buzzing noises. I know the words we say, but wish I could have turned our voices down. This is not black and white, only organized confusion. I'm just trying to get it right. And in spite of all I should have done, I was not mad at you. I was not trying to tear you down. The words that I could have used, I was too scared to say.
Like, are they trying to modernize their sound, try to appeal, like, you know, well, I don't know, it's tempting to say, like, oh, they're deliberately trying to appeal to more people. Like, maybe this is just the songs they fucking wrote. Maybe they're like, hey, this is the style of music we think we want to make this time around. This is what we're into right now. This is where we're going. And maybe it just kind of, you know, this is how it goes. But you could listen to this and go, like, oh, is this like them deliberately trying to sound relevant as pop music continues to shift and fucking morph? Is this them trying to, like, grab back onto it years later, decades later?
Not black and white, there are no clear solutions. I'm just trying to get it right. And in spite of all I should have done, I was not mad at you. I was not trying to tear you down.
Because, you know, this sounds all, like, most of what I've heard so far sounds like they could play it on fucking whatever the fucking pop station is on satellite radio. This will all fit right in with that bullshit.
So unnecessary. Wish that I could slow things down. I wanna let go, but this comfort.
But like, who, like, there's plenty of this out there. I don't know. I don't know that Linkin Park needed to get into this business. Why is everything so heavy? That's fucking deep. That's fucking deep. Yeah, man, why? Just let go, I'd be set free. Holding on. Why is everything so heavy? You say that I'm powerful. This sounds like the voice that should be on this entire song. Someone actually young. Who might, you, when you, if they ask, hey, why is everything so heavy? You're like, oh, you know, it's like, hey, you know, yeah, kids grow up and the world's a fucking weird place and I get it, yeah. But fucking dude from Linkin Park. No. Why is everything so heavy? You fucking had enough time to stare at the world and figure that part out. Hard questions. Yes, sounds polished as fuck. Indeed. That's that whole song, 2 minutes 40 seconds. Watching the winds cut through the clouds. 2:40. Raindrops blinking red and white. Thinking of you back on the ground. There with the fire burning in your eyes. I only halfway apologize. And I'll be sorry for now that I couldn't be around. Sometimes things refuse to go the way we planned. Oh, I'll be sorry for now that I couldn't be around. There will be. Tune the shit out of it, why not? I scream at myself when there's nobody else to fight. I don't lose, I don't win. If I'm wrong, then I'm halfway right. Used to get high with the dead and kids, abandoned houses where the shadows live. I've never been higher than I was that night. I woke up driving my couldn't see then what I see right now. The road dissolving like an empty vow. Couldn't remember where I've been that night. I knew I took it too far. All you said to do was slow down. I remember, now I remember. All you said to do was slow down. But I was already gone. I screamed at myself. I know what I want, but I feel. So, I mean, do we want to, like, is there, should we take odds on something? Like, I don't know what the stretch of time is or whatever, but, like, is this the last Linkin Park record? Is this it? Like, all right, yeah, no, this is, you're right, well, you, this is, I feel like previously I've been like, I've at least liked the idea of Linkin Park. Like, alright, yeah, no, this is. It's nice that a band from that era kind of grew up and did their thing, and I don't really like it, but. But fine. No, I can respect the musicianship at least and go like, oh, you know, hey, they're writing songs, they're doing the thing. And that Fort Minor album is really good. I would much rather have another Fort Minor album than, let's say, the last three Linkin Park albums, last four. Whatever one came after the, like, basically they could have put out those two albums and the remix album and stopped. You know, I've been like, all right, cool. Like, I'm not 100% into this, but sure. It's all right. Some of it's all right. And that Fort Minor album is, like, legitimately great. It's a great record. Who cares if one more light goes out in the sky? But, like, did anyone truly need this? I wonder how this is doing. I wonder if this is, like, if people are fucking stoked. Like, are there people that are just like, yes, fucking new Linkin Park? Like, hey, are there people that are like that? And then when they get this, are they like, yeah, it's fucking everything I wanted it to be. Finally. I found a way to sound like the shit that's on the radio. The reminders pull the floor from your feet. In the kitchen, one more chair than you need. Fuck. Mama always told me, don't you run with scissors, son. You're gonna hurt someone. Like, should this dude just do a solo album? Is like, kind of left with the impression that, like, it's like, oh yeah, I got these songs you got. I guess I don't know. I wonder what the writing process was like. Never listened when she said sharp edges have consequences. I guess that I had to find out for myself. Sharp edges have consequences. Now every scar is a story I can tell. Should have played it safe from the start. Loved you like a house of cards. Let it fall apart. All the things I couldn't understand, never could have planned, and maybe who I am. Put your nose in paper bags instead of smoking cigarettes. These years you're never getting back. Stay along the beaten path. I never listened when she said sharp edges have consequences. That's it. 10 songs. There you go.
Whew. Man.
It's rough stuff. Like, how do you sell that thing at the label? How are you like, it's Linkin Park's most intimate album yet? You know, I don't know what the... How do you try to fucking get people fucking amped for that? Like, oh, yeah. I guess you don't have to. At this point, like, the band is well established enough. You just go like, yeah, it's the new album from these guys. You already know if you want it or not. But then they buy it and go, oh, well, I guess... I'm like, buy it. They stream it and go, oh, geez, this is not... Huh. Well, yeah, that's... It's a bummer. All right, well... Move on to any number of other bands that I could be streaming on this streaming service. I guess it's like the nice benefit is like, you know, like the probably the number of people that are like hugely disappointed by album releases probably had to go down once people stopped buying albums, right? Like you're not in for, you know, $12, $15, $17, whatever, you know, up front. So you just go like, oh, I pushed play on this and it was bad, so I made it stop. And at most, you're like, well, I was a big fan of this band, and that sucks that they're too bad. I'll be doing it. Okay, well, shit. The tunnel is backed up. Out of the back of the tunnel. Going around. Okay. How? It's been a while. I forget. Stop fucking. No. Oh, wow. This is a, yeah, of course there is. Of course there's a Linkin Park subreddit. Ugh. Can you imagine? At least you don't have to imagine. You're sitting there looking at it. Oh, God. Ugh. Stop here? I guess I don't. That's a weird... Oh, well. I'll take it.
acts to sell out accusations. Fucking meet me outside. I'll punch your fucking mouth. All right, yeah, that's...
Uh-huh. Always the best way to react to that. Always a good way to appear like you are not bothered by that concept. Always a good way to appear that you were above it. And, these allegations are ridiculous. I laugh them on, like, no. I'll fucking fight you, man. Fuck. You think we sold out? Come at me. We sold out years ago. Whatever. They've been a very popular... I'm sure they've done quite well for themselves. So the idea that they would sell out is a really ridiculous concept, because they've probably made a lot of money from music at this point. So it seems like it's less selling out and more awful decision-making. Like, no, this is the direction we want to go in. Like, okay, yeah. I mean, you're free to go in whatever direction you want. You've made a lot of records. You've sold a lot of records. But yo, fuck this. This place, just big letters. Full body massage. Body massage for men and women, $39.99 an hour. Also says, number one wellness center, reflexology. Ah, I only go to the best. The number one wellness center. Right here at the corner of Powell and Clay. This is where it was, the number one. Oh man, what the fuck? Yo, this street is fucked up. And it's just like, there's a picture on their door of a foot and, like, a photo of a bottom of a foot and hands, like, on the foot. Which, like, I get it. You massage people. I don't need to see, like, don't just put that on your door. Check out this foot getting rubbed. Like, yeah, come on. That's interesting. These cars are really fucking this thing up. Oh, man. This is super shitty. I don't know what to do. Alright, well, I guess I'll just... And then I'm out here. This intersection, might as well just go. I mean, I feel like if you cared about Linkin Park, you'd be extra sad about it, right? Because you'd be like, man, this is a band that when they got started, for better or worse, like, was kind of paving the way a little bit. Like, they were one of the bands that were kind of creating that type of rap rock sound of that era, which, you know, whatever, some people look upon as a fucking pox upon humanity, or, you know, whatever, fucking Limp Bizkit and all that fucking shit. They get lumped together with all that stuff and get blamed for a lot of that shit. But yeah, but you know, like it or not, they were one of the bands that kind of ushered in that type of sound and in some ways helped start that trend.
So that quote there, the, like,
we don't want to be too trendy, like, all right, well, I mean, that's a weird, like, now to come off sounding like they are chasing trends, which I guess, whatever, it's been a long time, like, you can't fucking, no one stays on top forever, Linkin Park. Learn that the hard way. You can just go. This is a fucked up street right here. I'm not having a good time. This is a bad time. I mean, it's an interesting neighborhood. Here in front of Chef Hung's restaurant. Yeah, totally. Just, yes, exactly. On the next album, pull a Korn and get Skrillex on there. God, that fucking, those Korn albums. Like, two of them now that are kind of like that, right? They put out one after the dubstep one, but wasn't it just kind of more of that? I don't know. I guess I wasn't out there staying up on what Korn is doing. Other than I saw that they were touring with some kid playing bass. Like, what the fuck is Fieldy doing that he can't fucking play bass for Korn? Please let it be recording another rap album. Please let it be Fieldy's Dreams 2. Elf Korn albums, that's a lot. It's a lot of Korn. Oh, Hair Salon. Man, I can only see part of this sign. For a sec, I thought it said Jen May Hair Salad. I was like, man, I am not going to the hair salad place. Yeah, no, you fucked up. You fucked up. I was gonna let you go, but you fucked up. How many Linkin Park albums have there been? Not 12, right? But still, probably like 7. I guess maybe that's the thing, is like, you know, with a band like that, like, who cares what their 7th, 9th, whatever, 7th, great. Who cares what their seventh album sounds like? Alright, these guys are, like, they've proven they have longevity, but also, like, does not equate to relevance. So, whatever. Is this battery? No, what is that? Where the fuck? Okay. Man, this is... What the fuck are we doing? Is this battery? No, this isn't. Yes, that's the truth-ty here, is that somehow Skrillex only has one album. But hey, he does have that, you know, reptile-themed song on that Mortal Kombat soundtrack, which is one of the better tracks on there, so... Congratulations to Skrillex. And he did that remix of the Syndicate theme for the new Syndicate reboot. And that was a good remix of that theme. So, 2 for 2 as far as I'm concerned. Skrillex is the king of the world. You heard it here first. No one can do it better. He's like the DOC of EDM. Get that on a business card. Skrillex, DOC of EDM. And then in parentheses after that, because no one can do it better. Like that DOC album was called. Oh, man. This is...
and pretty rotten today. This is pretty rotten. I mean, I guess I'll turn on the radio, because I thought, you know, I'm like, I'm pretty close to the office, but not close enough. You know, like, a lot of people want to hang, like, their identity on pop culture stuff, right? And that's, you know, and people want to do that to other people, too, in terms of just like, oh, I can't believe you haven't seen this movie. Oh, my God, what is wrong with you? Or whatever. Or you know, what music they like, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, like, in most cases, I feel like it's not always a fair way to judge people, but I think when it comes to Afro Man's Because I Got High, if someone really likes that song, it's usually a pretty good indicator that I just don't want anything to do with them. Flaw on my part, I'm fine. I'll own that. I gotta go. Have a good day. I'll see you later.